That is a cute picture. They did. They love.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Micah. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. You probably got the notification, but I was just following up because we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
I had already scheduled an appointment to cancel it.
Let me look here. Give me one second.
Well, I'm trying to cancel. That's all.
Okay, so let me just look at the notes. One second. So we can't cancel an account with a past due balance.
I understand that.
That's yeah.
I'm trying to cancel.
Okay. So if you want to settle the past due balance, I can take it and cancel the account now. If not, the account continues to bill, where right now you're just past due for $249, but come August 30th, that'll reoccur to $498. Mm-hmm. And I definitely don't want that to happen to you. Are you able to take care of that payment right now?
Later, let's see, when I get home, I'll be able to do it for you. I don't have the card that I need, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do that. Let me just see here. Okay, so what time do you want me to call you back, or do you want me to just send you my direct line again and you can call me?
I'd say around 4.
Around 4, okay. You got it. I'll call you around 4 and we'll take care of it then. Just to let you know, they had been sending you notifications about action needed, photos or documents needed for Google reinstatement. All that is it's a really good thing that Google's offering you that, because Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is just to solidify that you're a valid business in the area. So when Google asks you that for that, it's actually a good thing because, like I said, at the end of the day, they're just protecting you. But I don't think you ever sent that information in, did you?
I don't know exactly what I've sent in, to be honest.
Yeah, because they just sent another email reminder to do that on July 30th, and I don't see any notes from July 30th till now that had, taken place. I'll tell you that email, it'll have like 7 different suggestions on it. It'll say, if you have a business license, send that. If not, a business registration. If not, a work vehicle with a Georgia license plate. So you don't have to send all 7 items, but just send over whatever you can, and then that helps you to get verified quickly. And one thing I could do, since you have to pay for the past due balance anyway, you might as well finish the verification process, and I could give you 30 days extra on the back end, meaning rather than your next payment coming up on August 30th, today is what, the 13th? So once that past due settles, I could push the next one out all the way till September 13th. And then hopefully that would give you plenty of time to get that information over to us so that Google will verify your listing. And then, come September 13th, if you still want to cancel, no problem. You wouldn't have any further charges as long as you called us a couple of days ahead of time. But that way, at least you'd get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so you don't have to decide right now. I'll send you the email again just so that you can look it over. And then I'll follow up with you at 4 o'clock and we'll see, what you want to do at that time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good rest of your day, too.
You as well.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye.